بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. We welcome you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International. For those listening to us locally or well as globally, a very warm welcome to you. We say Jazakallah khairan to Hafiz Shuaib Haji, who's in the main head office that's in Lanesia, in Johannesburg, and it's from South Africa, and I'm here in KZN as the studios in Durban. And the program lineup for this afternoon, our very first guest is going to be a guest from Mozambique, Qari Rijal Ahmed, that's going to be joining us. And thereafter, we will be focusing, or perhaps this particular segment, though it's Mufti Ismail Meng presented this for the children, but it is beneficial for adults as well. And that is titled, How Can I Recite Quran? How Can I Recite Qur'an-i Kareem? And continuing with the program, a very short clip, and for the very first time, perhaps a very short clip in Urdu. And this is the very world-renowned Ali Maulana Tariq Jamil Sahib Hafizahullah, who speaks on the Asma'ul Husna. And thereafter, we have the recitation of the Asma'ul Husna as well by Qari Usama Shokat. And more midway through the program, or more towards the end of the program, we've requested Sheikh Munir Asatardin from the Imam Shatibi Institute, as last week we had completed the ending ayats of Suratul Baqarah, that was ayah 284, 285 and 286. We requested to perhaps take us through Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas, as these are recited very, very often by many of us. And thereafter, inshallah, we will continue or conclude, you know, with the program, with the qira'ah, if time permits. So once again, this afternoon, inshallah, we will be joined by a qari from Mozambique, and we will say Jazakallah khairan to the person who had made the arrangements. And the person who made these arrangements is from Zimbabwe. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and reward them as well for assisting in trying to identify or try to recruit the Qurra from various of our neighboring countries, and to, you know, afford each and every one of you an opportunity to listen to them. The Qari that's going to be reciting, as I've mentioned, is Qari Rijal Ahmed. Alhamdulillah, he has studied the Alim's course, and as far as his profession, he's a teacher. He recites the Qasaid, Quran reciter, and alhamdulillah, he delivers lectures, and there's a lot that he is doing in his country. And remember, with technology, it's now, it goes globally as well. So we take this opportunity to welcome the Qari onto the program. Qari Rijal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother.
Sheikh, we say Jazakallah khairan for joining us, and the sound, alhamdulillah, seems to be absolutely crystal clear. It sounds like you are sitting in the studio right in front of me, and a very warm welcome to you. It's for the very first time on this particular program that we have a reciter from Mozambique, and we say Jazakallah khairan for accepting the invitation and joining us. We're looking forward to your recitation from the glorious Qur'an-i Kareem, and Sheikh, you may begin with the recitation.
Barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much for inviting me. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this conversation, inshallah.
Ameen.
Do I have to start with a recitation?
Yes, you may begin. You can start.
Okay, jazakumullah khairan.
Ameen.
بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, that was indeed a very beautiful recitation by Qari Rijal Ahmed from Mozambique. And we will be requesting the Qari, who also recites the Qasaid and the Qasidas, to recite a Qasida as well. Qari Sheikh?
Yes.
We're looking forward to your Qasida, your Qasaid or the Qasida.
Okay, let me see. يا سائلي عن مذهبي وعقيدتي رزق الهدى من للهداية أسأل اسمع كلام محققين في قوله لا يفني عنه ولا يتبدل حب الصحابة كلهم لي مذهب ومودة القربى بها أتوسل ولكلهم قدر على وفضائل لكني ما صدق منهم أفضل وأقول في القرآن ما جاءت به آياته فهو الكريم المنزل وأقول قال الله جل جلاله والمصطفى الهادي ولا أتأوله وجميع آيات الصفات مرها حقا كما نقل الطراز الأول وأرد عهدتها إلى نقالها وأصونها عن كل ما يتخيل والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah khairan, Qari Rijal Ahmed. Indeed, an honor and pleasure for us to have you from Mozambique, and we look forward to future programs with you as well. Do remember us in your esteemed du'as. Shukran wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen. Thank you so much, my dear brother.
Ameen. Shukran.
And bless also you already.
Ameen. Well, that brings us now to the next segment on the program, and that is how can I recite the Qur'an Kareem? And as I had mentioned earlier, once again, though the series was especially for children, this was by Mufti Ismail Menk, but it is something that all of us can benefit from, especially the adults. And now we will be moving on with that particular clip. And once again, we say Jazakallah khairan to the person who made the arrangement from Zimbabwe for this Qari, or contacted the Qari in Mozambique for this Qari to recite onto the program. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward you right now. It's Mufti Ismail Menk. How can I recite the Qur'an?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, I would like to speak about the Quran. It is the word of Allah. He spoke it and revealed it to us in order to guide us. He has in it the do's and the don'ts, the rules, the regulations, some of the stories of the previous prophets and lessons in those stories. And he has so much that he's told us about the future and what's going to happen. That's the Quran. Now, it's the most important word and book in existence. The reason is it's the word of Allah. So if it is the word of Allah who made us, there can be nothing more important than the word of Allah himself. In order for me to succeed in life, I need to be able to read the Quran, understand the Quran, try and practice it, and teach it to others. So at the beginning, or should I say right at the beginning, perhaps your parents might have taught you some rules, some regulations. You might know a few surahs depending on your age. I've known of children 2 years old who can read some of the surahs. Some know the meaning, some don't know the meaning. So we say together, let's read Surah Al-Ikhlas.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ما شاء الله. Amazing. I hope you read that with me. Subhanallah. So that is part of the Quran. Many of us know it off by heart. When we were young, when I was very little, before I could read looking inside, I could actually read just off by heart. I used to listen and I used to imitate and copy. So I want to encourage you to listen to the Quran repeatedly, the same surah again and again. Choose a beautiful reciter. Get a specific surah and listen to that surah again and again and again. Inshallah, what I might do, I might record a few surahs for this particular program and just let you have them to be able to repeat those surahs. But there are so many other reciters as well who've read so beautifully. Choose your reciter and listen to it again and again. The short surahs start off with Surah Al-Ikhlas. The surah has a name. And then you read it and you listen to it and repeat it. And you'll be able to know it without even being able to read the Arabic language. And inshallah, in that way, you can expand a lot. But it's very interesting to learn the Arabic language. I found that the flashcards are very helpful. Alif, ba, ta, tha. You know, get someone to show you the cards and you can actually repeat what it is. So this is alif, this is ba, this is ya, this is jim, this is ghain, this is fa, this is qaf, this is ta, this is dad, and so on. Be able to pronounce it correctly. And when you learn those, then you can move on to the little book, you know, the Arabic alphabet. There are several books, many books. Ask your parents, inshallah, to help you choose a good one. Sometimes you have online lessons as well. You can benefit from them, even little TV programs now. And you can follow the alif, the ba, the ta, and learn them. Those, you don't just memorize, you look at them and you should know them. From the flashcards, you'd be able to recognize the different letters. And then you will read the letters that are perhaps joined together. And then you get to learn the harakat, you know, the a, u, and e, and how it works. And then you'll be able to read the words. And then you can read the Arabic language, inshallah. But make an effort and work very hard and don't feel lazy. Don't ever cry when you're learning the Quran. Don't ever cry when you don't know a thing or two. Keep trying, keep trying. Listen, try again. Put away your games. Put away all the little programs for a little while. Every day, make sure you learn. You will learn so beautifully, inshallah. And you know what's going to happen? Allah will open your doors. Very soon, you're going to be able to read looking inside, you know, and it's going to be amazing.
وقال الله لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد.
Amazing verses of the Quran. Imagine when you look inside and you can read that way. It's so beautiful. So this is the month of the Quran. It's the month of Ramadan. Allah says,
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
The month of Ramadan is the month within which the Quran was revealed. Amazing. So if this was the month wherein revelation had started and wherein Allah had revealed the Quran, surely we should make an effort to actually learn the Quran. Listen a lot. Listen to a lot of reciters, or one reciter, but many times, many, many times. When you repeat it, it's solidified. Trust me, you will not go wrong. So let's try that out, inshallah. And then learn to read more and more of the Quran, set aside a time in the day when you put away everything and you just sit, you and the word of Allah, you will succeed. As you grow older, you become a very, very, very successful person. And you'll succeed in school, you'll succeed at the madrasa, you'll succeed in your life. Everyone, subhanAllah, will be pleased with you, and because Allah is pleased with you. So let's try our best. We make an effort to learn the Quran. And then there will come a time when you must learn the meanings of those words, inshallah, as you grow older. I hope you've benefited from this. Leave a comment if you're watching this on my official YouTube channel called Mufti Menk Official. Leave a comment at the bottom telling me how much of the Quran you have memorized, how old you are, and how much of the Quran you can read, or what you can do and what you have done. What do you read every day? I want to hear from you, and I'll try my best to comment or to acknowledge your comments. May Allah bless you all. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Well, that was Mufti Ismail Menk, and I'm sure for the adults as well that is going to be definitely very beneficial. And once again, that was mainly the series that was delivered for the children for the month of Ramadan. But remember, it's applicable throughout the year, throughout the week, throughout the day. And each day we all have to try our very best to recite Qur'an Kareem as accurately as possible, memorize the Qur'an Kareem, understand the Qur'an Kareem as well. And alhamdulillah, Mufti Menk, indeed, very motivational and always, very inspirational as well. And especially for those very young and, becoming Hafiz, memorizing the Qur'an Kareem as well. But alhamdulillah, ta'ala bless Mufti Ismail Menk for the approach that he uses in his encouragement and motivation for memorizing and reciting Qur'an Kareem. Well, on a weekly basis, we have been focusing on the Asma'ul Husna as well. So today, for the very first time, we're introducing this clip by the world-renowned Alim, Maulana Tariq Jameel Sahib, Hafizahullah. And this is in Urdu, where he speaks about the Asma'ul Husna. It's just for a few minutes, and those that do understand the Urdu language, most definitely you'll benefit from that. And thereafter, it's the Asma'ul Husna as well. And once again, every Saturday, perhaps we need to ask ourselves this question, why I'm saying Saturday, because on Saturday we have this particular program of Ya Qari Al-Quran, that we learn to read at least one ayah in that particular week, or did we memorize one ayah in this week? Did we read the translation of an ayah in the week? Did we perhaps memorize one of the Asma'ullahil Husna during the week? Or did we perhaps read through it? Or perhaps, we've read through the attributes? Well, indeed, if not, remember, you can always begin, be it a Saturday, but due to us having this program on a Saturday, so that's the reason on a Saturday. The reminder, you can have it on any day of your choice, any time of your choice as well. So right now, it's going to be Maulana Tariq Jameel.
Allah Ta'ala ke 99 sifati naam hai, 99. Hai to la mahdood, jo Tirmidhi Sharif ki riwayat mein aaye. اور ابن ماجہ میں ان للہ 99 اسما اس میں صرف ایک نام المنتقم یہ تو ہے غضب والا غصے والا باقی تو 98 نام رحمت ہی رحمت بادشاہی شہنشاہی مغفرت خزانوں والا ملک والا ایک چھری اگر کور میں ہو تو نہیں کاٹے گی نا تلوار کور میں ہو نیام میں ہو تو نہیں کاٹے گی چاکو بند ہو نہیں کاٹے گا بے شک اللہ کی جہنم بھی ہے اور اس نے نافرمانی پہ جہنم کا فیصلہ بھی کرنا ہے تم دیکھو میرے نبی المنتقم کو لائے کہاں تو یہ توقیفی نام ہے نا اللہ کے نبی نے جیسے بتا ویسے العفو الرؤوف البر التواب ادھر البر اور التواب ادھر العفو اور یہاں ہے المنتقم. سبحان اللہ. اب تم مولویوں نے لوگوں کو اتنا ڈرایا ہے کہ جیسے جنت ہے ہی کوئی نہیں. العفو الرؤوف, سبحان اللہ, مہربان درگزر کرنے والا. البر التواب, نیکی کو قبول کرنے والا, توبہ کو قبول کرنے والا. ادھر بھی دو نام رحمت کے, ادھر بھی دو نام رحمت کے, اور اس کے بیچ میں ہے یہ, دیکھو بند ہو گیا المنتقم. اب اس کی تائید میں تمہیں حدیث سناؤں. وسع ان رحمتی سبقت, بولو, میری رحمت میرے غضب سے آگے چلی گئی. اور قرآن سنو, رحمتی وسعت, میری رحمت ہر چیز پہ چھا گئی. لوگوں کو خوشخبریاں سناؤ, امیدیں دلاؤ. کتنے لوگ ملتے ہیں, کہا جی ہمیں بھی جنت کی امید لگ گئی, آپ کے بیان سن سن کر ہمیں جنت کی امید لگ گئی, ہمیں اللہ سے پیار ہو گیا. ہم تو اتنا ڈرے ہوئے تھے, سہمے ہوئے تھے کہ ہر چھوٹی چھوٹی بات پہ دوزخ 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 دوزخ.
Well, that was the world-renowned Alim Maulana Tariq Jameel Sahib, Hafizahullah, speaking to us about the Asma'ullah al-Husna. And if you've understood that, you know, a very beautiful message of the Rahmah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, you will find sometimes the presentation by many, you know, perhaps where they're not speaking about the Rahmah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but focusing more on, you know, gloom and doom, that any little thing, or, you know, perhaps what you're going to be doing, that you're going to be going into hellfire. And indeed, it has to be, you know, there is a rahmah. We need to turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, you know, for our shortcomings, for our sins. And inshallah, we all would like to be in paradise. So that was Maulana Tariq Jameel's discourse on Asma'ullah al-Husna. Next up, we take a break, and after the break, we'll once again, let's hope we're in readiness, that you do have the script of the Asma'ul Husna that we could also recite with the reciter that's going to be coming up after this.
أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا وعبير الأفراح ترات ومنانا اليوم يعانقنا طياب مدارسنا بذلت للعلم جهودا تكرمنا وعبير الأفراح ترات ومنانا اليوم يعانقنا طياب مدارسنا بذلت للعلم جهودا تكرمنا قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فبها الفكر غداك شموس وسناء العلم سيرفعنا طياب سقتنا إبداعا وطموحا بات يسابقنا فبها الفكر غداك شموس وسناء العلم سيرفعنا طياب سقتنا إبداعا وطموحا بات يسابقنا وطموحا بات يسابقنا قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فلنحن المستقبل وطني لفضاء الفخر مطامحنا وطني بالعلم سنعليه وسنشعل فوق مفاخرنا فلنحن المستقبل وطني لفضاء الفخر مطامحنا وطني بالعلم سنعليه وسنشعل فوق مفاخرنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد مدارسنا بذلت للعلم جهودا تكرمنا
وعبير الأفراح تهوت ومنانا اليوم يعانقنا
أطياب مدارسنا بذلت للعلم جهودا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we continue with the program, once again, just a reminder that we would also like your feedback on the program, on the contents of the program. And remember the number, perhaps for you to WhatsApp your comments, it's 083-784-7667. It's only for WhatsApp, or perhaps an SMS will be fine. And those that are listening to us from other countries, remember it's going to be 0027 83 7 8 4 7 double 6 7. We would like to hear from those listening to us locally, nationally, internationally as well. And alhamdulillah, now that we do, you know, we have had reciters from Zimbabwe, from Tanzania, from Mozambique, and inshallah we're looking at other countries as well going forward. But right now, as we've mentioned, that we focus on the Asma'ullah al-Husna. We've heard the beautiful discourse by Maulana Tariq Jamil Sahib Hafizahullah on the Asma'ullah al-Husna. And I think each day, or perhaps even if it means each week, you read through one or perhaps two or any amount, it's going to be important that we know that you have been through the entire Asma'ullah al-Husna. Also, just coming back to the part of the Qur'an al-Kareem, very important. Yes, indeed, in the month of Ramadan, all of us, it's very, very important, very beneficial, very rewarding as well. Great reward that we, go through the entire Quran al-Kareem recitation from Surah al-Fatiha right until Surah al-Nas, meaning one is whilst, you know, we in the Taraweeh that we listen to the reciters, that's one khatam. The other one is whilst we're reciting on our own. What's also very important, the remaining, I'm just saying this, the 11 months of the year, perhaps to try and go through the translation of the Quran al-Kareem as well. And they are great translations, simple translations. And one always comes to mind is by our scholar, the very well known Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas, Rahmatullah Alayh. And, beautiful, simple translations. And if you look at that translation, it will, you know, it's as simple as someone perhaps in primary school will be able to even understand the translation. So, absolutely, I think it's called Quran Made Easy. Great work being done, that was done by Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh. Well, right now it's the Asma'ullah al-Husna by Qari Usama Shaukat.
المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الوفاق
That was the recitation of the Asma'ullahil Husna. And once again, any reciter of your choice, there are many reciters that you will find who have recited, who have memorized, and it's all available online. And so many of us will have no excuses to have access to this as well. And as Mufti Ismail Menkad mentioned, especially when it comes to Qur'an-i Kareem, listen to the same reciter, whoever you perhaps would like to choose. I'm just going to give one example, especially since our head office is in Lanesia. The Amir, the director, Qari Bashir Patel Sahib, Hafizahullah. Let's say you're going to be listening to Qari Bashir Patel Sahib. And I do remember, I think for the past year or two or three, I've been requesting Qari Sahib to record the entire Qur'an-i Kareem from Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah Al-Nas. And that's going to be the legacy of our very esteemed Qari Bashir Patel Sahib, Hafizahullah. And for those of you that are listening to this program, especially from the Johannesburg region, the Lanesia region, do inform Qari Sahib. When you do meet Qari Sahib, you do see Qari Sahib, as that Qari Sahib needs to, if Qari Sahib has not yet commenced with the recordings, Qari Sahib will, you know, perhaps commence with the recording. So we know that inshallah by next Ramadan, that Qari Sahib, you know, most likely would have completed the recording of the entire Qur'an-i Kareem. What's also, I think, there is a great need is recordings like what Mufti Ismail Meng did for the children especially. So at that young age, even before they can start reading, you know, whilst they are listening, that they can memorize these short surahs very, very accurately. Well, that brings us now to once again, it's a program, Ya Qari Al-Qur'an, and we've requested Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town today just to take us through the quls, which we are, you know, we all know very, very well. Many of us have learned them from a very young age, but what's important, as many of us, we will say that we have, yes, we have memorized them, but are we reciting these surahs accurately or not? Now, remember, once again, in whichever region that you are listening to us, or whichever region you may be, for the males, you have the imams of the masajids. You can go to them and ask them, you know, very privately, very discreetly, if they could listen to your recitation of what you are reciting daily. And inshallah, I'm sure that every imam or the Maulana or the Hafiz or the Qari will be willing to assist you. And for the females, remember, there are many qualified females as well in the community, no matter wherever you may be it in Zimbabwe, be it in Tanzania, be it in South Africa, any of the provinces in South Africa. If you make a few queries, they will perhaps be able to connect you with a female who has also memorized the Qur'an-i Kareem or will be able to listen to your recitation. But remember, for that's going to be the females, for the female teachers. Right now, let's go to the recitation of these quls. And what's important, it's that besides listening, yes, important to listen, and thereafter you can also recite. Let's go to Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin.
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الظاهرين الحمد لله. In today's lesson we will recap on three very important surah. As we know, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as narrated by Sayyidatina Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها وأرضاها, she states that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would cup his hand and read Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas, and then he would spit or blow heavily into his hands and then rub it over his body every night. And today inshallah we will revise those surah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, that was the Ustaz Sheikh Munir Asataruddin taking us through the recitation of these surahs, and let's hope that we do recite them accurately as possible. That brings us now to 1449. We take a break, and after the break, inshallah, we will be listening to a very well-known Qari once again, and that is Sheikh Muhammad Zahir Zardad, who will be reciting from Surah Duha, Surah Inshira, Surah Teen, and Surah Alaq, and that will take us to the end of this afternoon's program on Ya Qari Al-Quran. Once again, a reminder to you, remember it's absolutely simple for you to get in touch with me directly, as I'm here in Durban, KZN, South Africa. For those that are listening to us in South Africa, remember via a WhatsApp or perhaps an SMS on 083-784-7667. You can communicate with me via SMS or WhatsApp. And those that are listening to us from other countries, it's going to be 0027 83 784 7667. We would really like to hear from you, and once again we invite reciters from, be it local, be it global, wherever you may be, to join us on this particular program, and inshallah I'm sure your participation, your recitation will motivate others as well. Right now it's a break and then we're back. Well, that brings us now more towards the end of the program. We take this opportunity and we say Jazakallah khairan to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International, for joining us on the program Ya Qari Al-Quran. And we say Jazakallah khairan to Qari Rijal Ahmed from Mozambique, and once again to the person who coordinates that. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward you as well. And the clips various, but the first one was by Mufti Ismail Menk on how can I recite the Qur'an-i-Kareem Kareem. It was a series for children, but is applicable to each and every one of us. Asmaul Husna by Maulana Tariq Jamil Saib. And thereafter, it was the recitation of the Asmaul Husna by Qari Usama Shokat and the recitation of the Quls by Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin. Well, coming to the end of the program, we will be leaving you with the recitation by a very well-known Qari from the Johannesburg region, and that is Qari Zahir Zarudad. Until next time, we request your du'as. We say, وَصَلَّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ فِي أَمَانِ اللَّهِ السَّلَامَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.